This is RSB and the Update, episode 206, recorded Thursday, May 28th, 2009. Balance is good. Hello, everybody. RSB and the Update 206. This show is recorded live on Thursday. For those of you guys listening to an after-recorded version, in
which will be the majority of listeners.
Yeah, well, there's a few people in there that are listening. So that's Brad.
If you don't know me by now. Anyway,
oh, I thought you were gonna break out into song or something. No?
You've already told me I can't sing, and I know I can't. So
no, you can sing. Anybody can sing if they want to sing.
It's about whether they can sing well, isn't it? Yes. Yeah.
Even if they can't sing well, it's good, you know?
Yeah. Sing then, Shane.
No thanks. I don't have anything to sing.
Sing the Star Trek song.
There's no Star Trek song.
Klingons on the Starboard Bow.
No, that's not a Star Trek song.
Sing it. Sing it. It's a Star Trek song.
No, that's okay.
Star Trekking. I don't even know the words.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know the words. I can't sing it.
Oh, that's too bad. Anyways, yes. We should get going on RuneScape updates, shouldn't we?
We have RuneScape updates.
Yeah, good ones. This is a 5 out of 5 week for me.
Well, let's talk about the updates first.
Well, which one do you want to go? You want to go through the dungeon maps first, I guess?
Yes, let's have a look at those.
Okay, what? This is what we saw in the development diary. I forget how long ago that was. How long ago was it?
I don't think. Oh, yeah, it was at least
it was
a couple
last
weeks.
Month or something, I think, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. But anyways, they basically said that they're working on a whole new dungeon maps system, so any main dungeon you go to, you will be able to see where you are. Obviously. So.
Once again, removing the need for fan sites.
Yeah, well, you know, that's sort of not what my view is of a fan site. My view of a fan site is that we should be service-oriented, not content-oriented.
Possibly, but it does seem a kick in the teeth when the content crew have been working hard making dungeon maps. And
well,
suddenly
it helps them, too.
Like,
but you never know. That's what they're hired for, to do the hard work with the content stuff and then have it published.
But and then have it completely thrown in the bin by Jagex, because Jagex have done it for us.
Well, no, ours will be better, I think. I think ours will be better in the end. Cause it'll
I think
have
theirs will
more
be better since they actually run the damn game, but there we go.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go into features on what we're going to have, but I know we're going to have some things that they don't have. But anyways, that's beside the point. It's dungeon maps. I'm not sure what else there is to say on it, except that I posted this thing on RuneWire, runewire.com/Shane, where you can see there's this one Brain Death Island thing map that says...
Did you say Brain Death Island?
Brain Death Island. Nothing interesting happens here. You know, I like how they do that kind of thing with the maps, you know, hey?
That was obviously just a development thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, so. And then with that, there's also a dungeon on the bottom there that doesn't go anywhere, so maybe something in the future? Who knows? But also, there's the ability now to disable the you are here icon. You know how there's that big thing on the map, right?
Yeah, that did used to annoy me when, you know, it does have the habit of slightly getting in the way of intricate details you're trying to look at on the maps.
And when you go, like, for instance, in the Calphite lair, a prime example, you know, when you go down the little hole into the main area?
Yeah.
There's a link between those two now, so when you click them, it will automatically move the map to focus in on the area that you'll end up at.
Okay.
So, in a way, that's good, because not everybody knows where the Calphite lair is and stuff like that. There's also things like the God Wars dungeon, as I said, Brain Death Island. There's a whole Taverly dungeon on its own lair. So it's amazing to see how big that thing is, but yeah. It's a good update. I'm just logging in to check something right now because I wanted to show you something. What do you think of it?
What do I think of what?
The map update.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, it's one of these, you know, the nice little useful feature for the game. Not a massive update, but good nonetheless.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Here's the one I wanted to show you guys, the Chaos Tunnels. You guys remember how the Chaos Tunnels first came out and nobody really knew what was happening there?
Yeah.
Well, now, on the Chaos Tunnels there, they got everything labeled where they are, so without having to go to some other site, you can just go to this and end up seeing where your fire giants are in the Chaos Tunnels. So, I like that lair. And then there's also, as we said, the Calvite Hive, as they call it. Makes sense, you know, a hive? Because it's like a bug.
Because they're insects, yes, Jane.
Yes, yes.
How very astute of you, sir.
The first thing I thought of when it said hive was the Borg.
Yes, Shane. The first thing you think of with anything is something Star Trek related.
Yeah, you know? One thing that Jagex needs to do with this map update is, you know, for the transportation icons all over the map?
Yeah.
They need to show where those goes. And stop typing.
I was not typing.
Yeah, you were. So transportation icons, because there's lots of little fairy rings that you're not sure where they go, and they don't have the code on them. So if they could do something like that, that would be good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they've given you an inch to push for a mile, Shane.
Huh?
It's a good update. I mean, the travel locations saying where they go to, how exactly would they put that on a map and being able to display that sort of information easily and concisely? I can't imagine how they would be able to.
Just, they already have a mouse over tooltip. Just make it mouse over again for them. Because whenever you mouse over something, it says transportation or a mining site or anvil, you know?
I don't see it as necessary, really. I mean, it's fairly easy to find out where most transports go to and from, so, yeah.
I see it useful, though. Oh, and when you post on RuneWire, put a link, you know? It says, listening to Shane's inane babblings, I should so get paid for this.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, rating out of 5 on the map?
Well, there's not really much you can fault it on, so I will have to give it a 4. Only not giving it the 5 because I will never 5 anything at JagX2.
Yeah, you did. You gave our SHD a 5.
Okay, I will not give anything more JagX does a 5.
Okay, the spam filter.
I wouldn't give it a 5 because it's not like a massive, big, amazing update. It's just...
Yeah, it is.
It's a good update, but it's nothing monumentous, so that's
okay.
Why I gave it a 4.
Okay. The spam filter. They removed about 2,700 repeated messages. Like, you know, like when you would say, what would it be called, for example? I'm trying to think of an example. Oh, yes, you swing your pick at the rock and mine a piece of ore. And then so on and so on and so on.
That did get really annoying when you sort of... Because if things were really quiet in the fishing guild or wherever you were cutting, you would just have no idea if you were fishing or cutting. Things were just like, they would just be smothered with them. So yeah, that's a good update.
Yeah. But another thing to mention is that before you could do this by just toggling off the game tab, but then again, you wouldn't see things like level up notifications and such.
Yeah, it's good they've made some sort of a... They really should sort of expand the filter so you can choose what messages you see and what messages you don't in relation to the game.
Yeah. So, once again, another good step in progress made. Not sure if there's anything else to say on that, is there?
No, not really.
Okie dokie, then. Next part, the tweaks and fixes, and your release notes, which are there, by the way, even though there's only 4 points in them.
5.
Oh, okay, 5.
Jane cannot count.
Graphical improvements to leprechauns, hit splats, and the hit point bar.
They actually look a lot more aesthetically pleasing to me, the bars and the splats. It's a nice change from the old sort of monotonal drab.
Yeah, it's nice and modern, you know?
The health bars are nice and rounded, and it's sort of nice how the splat sort of moves around. It's not one constant space.
You know, one thing I was wondering about is why wasn't this done when RuneScape HD comes out? Because it seems like a pretty simple thing to do.
Oh, come on, Shane. I've said that about things before. It seems pretty simple. And you've been like, oh, no, it's not simple. It would be la, 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 la.
Well, how do
you
know it would be?
It would have been simple.
Because
you obviously had other priorities.
And as we all know, people who can't make their priorities fail.
Shane, for example.
No. And they do say with this that hit point bars for monsters over 200 HP has been extended, so there's no need to worry about if the monster has more hit points than it would have had before.
How many monsters are there that have over 200 hit points?
That's a good question. I know there's Jad.
No shit.
I don't know. What does the Kalphite Queen have? Does anybody know in TeamSpeak or Brad?
I'll have a look. Yeah. Excuse my typing.
I should get you one of these keyboards, the Apple keyboards that are quiet, let you type.
Nobody cares.
Why not?
Because I like my noisy keyboard.
Oh. Yeah, you can hear. That's like. Sounds like Brad's.
The Kalphite Queen has 255 hit points.
Oh, okay. Well.
Let's check out the King Black Dragon while we're at it. King Black Dragon has 240.
Okay, so those would be ones then. I soloed the King Black Dragon before.
Good for you, Shane. Nobody cares.
Why not? I was going to get a Visage, but no, I didn't. So
you were going to get a Visage, but you didn't.
Yeah, that's right.
I was going to win the lottery, but I didn't.
You'd have to share if you did, you know?
No, I wouldn't share with you, you right-wing nutjob.
Oh, we don't need to tell the people what you think about your political views here.
Shane's a right-wing nutjob, everybody knows it.
No, Brad's just a closet liberal.
I'm not a closet liberal. I just look
sure
liberal
you
compared to you. You're so far right, you're sort of off the scale. Anyway, we could bitch about it all day.
Hitler was off the scale. Anyways, a few changes to the free world. Remove member options such as pickpocket, because, you know, they obviously can't do those, so why have
yeah,
them?
I used to think, ages ago, why do they have those options when they can't do it?
Yeah, you know why they had those options but they couldn't do it?
Why?
It's called not going through your NPCs and adding conditions if the NPC is in a member server to display it or not.
It seems like something they should have done an awfully bloody long time ago.
Yeah, but you know how many NPCs there are, right?
Yes, but that's no excuse. This should have been a rudimentary thing when they were first programming it.
No, you don't understand. Rudimentary labor for programming is hard.
So? Lots of things are hard.
Most times you'd want to write a script to do it, but...
If you're going to do something, do it right.
Exactly.
Jagex, obviously, are very unfamiliar with that expression.
That's the philosophy I have. Actually, no, that's not the case, because I was reading one of those articles I showed you, and it said that they wrote their own mail server. Okay, that's it for tweaks and fixes. Development Diary, Dwarf Quest Part 4.
This written one by mod John A.
Yeah. This one's pretty interesting, if I do say so myself, because it goes through all the steps needed to actually implement the quest, from coding it to writing the text for it, and then the actual placeholder graphics which they show. So, I don't know, that'd be hard to look at for a long time. But take a look at this development diary. I like
it. It's not that great.
Why?
It's okay, it's nothing special.
You just don't like the coding side of things.
I just don't like you.
Well, ergo, you don't like the coding side of things, because if you don't like me, that logically implies that you don't like the coding side of things, because I like the coding side of things.
If you don't like me, you don't like the coding.
Oh, and they do say that the dwarfs are getting a graphical rework. And he didn't know whether or not the rework would go live with the new quest. It has been decided that the dwarf rework will not be going live with the quest. The quest team will have to go with the old style of graphics, and the dwarf NPC rework will be handled later. So, too bad it won't be out with the new quest. That'd be nice. Let's see, what's next? What's next, Brad?
Next is... Postbag number 40.
Any favorites?
No, I never have any favorites. Oh. From Flashback. Actually, no, I like the top one because it's only two lines.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no, it's but no, I don't like any of them.
My favorite one is to the, what's his face? Vanstrom Claus about the accomplished member of the Myrek and what's happening. And then asking all sorts of questions like, why do you do the exact opposite of what your god says? Also, when will I get to fight you in person? When will war break out between Missalin and Mauritania? What type of spread do you use on bagels? And what does human blood taste like?
Human blood tastes like enslaved cattle.
How would you know that?
I just read from the letter, dumbass.
Oh, okay, right. I thought you were going to say you're like a vampire or something, you know?
No.
No? Marie doesn't think you're a vampire?
Why would she think I'm a vampire?
I don't know.
Unless I drank her blood, which I've never done.
Oh. Have you ever, tried to, bite your wrist and drink your own blood?
Why would I bite my wrist and drink my own blood?
I don't know.
Shane's got some really perverse sexual fantasies.
What? How does that turn into that?
Oh, come on, Shane. Have you ever bit your wrist and drank your own blood?
I don't get that. I'm sorry.
Yes, you do, Shane.
No, I don't.
Let us continue on.
No, and there's this one. I just want to highlight this guy's quote here. Balance is power. Power is peace. And peace is good. And then if you break this down through some logic rule I forgot, it comes down to in the end that balance is good.
Yes, but you can't believe that saying because that says about peace and you're completely anti-peace. You want war.
No, I'm a supporter of peace.
Shane is a supporter of war.
No. This is a topic for another show, but if you guys want to know in TeamSpeak, we'll tell you after what this is all about. We should move on to the next part. Because that was rather short, but you do know my favorites. The submarine! Did you see this?
Yes, you showed me it this morning.
What do you think?
I think the next skill we're going to have is going to be submarining.
Or sailing.
In a submarine?
Yeah, why not? They call people in the Navy who ride the submarine sailors.
No, they call them submariners.
No, I know them called as sailors.
They're called submariners, you dumbass.
I know them as sailors. But I really don't think that sailing would be a skill that they would add to the game, because it doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't make sense regards to Periscope.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know, but apparently in Catherby, Port Sarum, the shipyard in Port Cazard, you could see a little submarine come up. And there was this poll, this poll that said that players thought the Penguins were building a yellow submarine. And you know that song, right?
I think it, yeah, but I think if anything it'll probably be in relation to a quest or something.
Yeah, the Penguin quest. That makes sense, you know? Because, you know, the Penguins are the Russians.
And yes, the Penguins are the Russians.
And then when that quest comes out, Sergei and Bradov will join us again.
Oh, God, no, please. Oh, the humanity. Think of the children.
You know, that'd be fun. The yellow subroutine? I mean, submarine?
We all live in a yellow subroutine?
Yeah, yellow subroutine. I should find if see if there's a song called The Yellow Subroutine. Because basically... Yellow subroutine. Oh, there's nothing about yellow subroutine. The first thing is a yellow submarine. But yeah, we all know that song. Brad was just singing it by the Beatles. But so yeah, check out the submarine and see what you think. Because normally something like this isn't released unless the quest is imminent or something, you know. So that tells me we're going to be seeing this either later this month or early next month, you know? So, who knows? Or it could be at the end of this month. Or no, this week is the last week of this month. Never mind. Because if you remember, before Construction came out, a few weeks before it came out, they added in the the rare wood on miscellanea, the teak and the mahogany. Mm. And a little tease saying that you'd be able to build your own chairs, clockwork cats, and teleport tablets.
Yes.
So maybe this is relating to something, because it would make sense in that case. But we just have to wait and see.
It doesn't seem likely.
Well, Jagex doesn't seem to do anything without reason. So, it doesn't make sense as why this would be put in the game to just be a, oh, that's nice kind of update, you know?
It's probably simply to make you sort of, to make us talk. It's probably for nothing. It's probably completely meaningless.
Well, I don't know.
You, Shane.
There has to be a meaning to everything, you know? Everything I see has to have a meaning.
Okay then. What's the meaning of life?
The meaning of life is to leave your mark on the world and make it a better place.
Well, I would say that 99.9% of the world fail miserably in that, because 99.9% of the world are forgotten within a decade, if not more, of dying by the majority.
Yeah, they have to do something really good or really bad to remember.
Yes, so the majority of people fail at the meaning of life, is what you're saying.
That's
life has no purpose.
Yeah, but I don't know. It doesn't make sense, because doesn't it seem as though our reproductive techniques are rather cumbersome, you know? Like, to reproduce? Like, what if there's...
The purpose of life is not to reproduce. We are here because we are able to reproduce.
I know, but I'm just saying this seems kind of counterintuitive, because in order to reproduce, if there's, like, some disaster or something where we needed to evolve more quicker, because you know evolution is taken care of by how fast you reproduce. It just seems
But speeding up evolution, you would still be talking hundreds of thousands of years.
You can't speed up
evolution to a couple of generations.
Hence why we need to reproduce quicker.
Says the person who doesn't believe in sex before marriage, who doesn't believe in being with anybody that isn't within a year of your own age. Come on, Shane. You're going to be searching for a long time before you find somebody you like who matches your criteria.
That's just what I feel, you know?
So you have two opposing viewpoints, basically.
No, I'm just saying that... I view them as in two separate camps, you know, because there's the one before you've been married and everything, and then the one after.
But in the wider sense of what you were talking about, reproducing quicker, why does it matter if you're that focused and you think reproducing quicker is something humanity should do? Then surely this whole wave of teen
pregnancy
is a good thing.
No. I was just saying that reproducing in the event of some natural thing where we need to evolve quicker, you know, like take for instance the ability if we need to develop the ability to fly, you know, because there's some new ground predator.
You obviously have no understanding of how evolution works. You can't just think we're going to need to learn how to fly, chaps. Let's really focus on this, and in a couple of million years it might happen. It doesn't work that way.
Well, it might. You never know.
No, it does not work that way. The way evolution works is certain characteristics within animals or humans can dictate likelihood of survival.
Yes. I know that.
You obviously don't if you think we can bloody learn the ability to fly over a couple of million years.
We can learn it too.
Any characteristic that makes an animal more likely to survive will become
carried on throughout
apparent in the gene pool.
Yes.
So that is what happens. It's random selection, not a choice.
Yeah, but I know. But I'm just saying that we could learn how to fly if need be.
No, I'm just saying you're completely wrong, and you have a very poor understanding of biology.
No.
Next point.
No. I have taken biology before, and I understand it just as much as you do.
You don't understand evolution. Piss off.
Yes, I do.
If you think you can phrase it as quickly as we might need to learn just to fly, it's laughable.
Just be lucky. Just be lucky. I'm not a creationist.
Just accept. I'm perfectly fine with the fact that you know more about physics and chemistry than I do, but you do not know more about biology than I do.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Anyway, let's move on, because we somehow got to debating evolution.
Brad needs to learn the schematics of a common everyday bicycle pump.
What?
From TeamSpeak. Anyways...
every day. But I don't get that. Somebody explain it to me.
I don't know. Mark Gerard interviews. There's four of them here, actually. One from DevelopMang, and then three from MMO Hub. So part three should be up soon. Check the show notes after for links on these. It's quite interesting, you know. I was reading the one, and you said, and he said that the average age of a RuneScape player was 16.
Yeah, we were talking about this morning, but then we also deduced that the only possible way they could have got data like that was from the age you enter when you sign up for an account, and everybody lies on that.
Did you lie?
Probably.
If things like
that ask for my age or information that I know it's not essential that they know it, I'll put in fake stuff. Not because I don't want them to know it. So I just like screwing with their demographics.
That's not nice.
So?
It's not nice at all.
But I'm just saying it's probably not reliable information they have.
I like putting in accurate information there, you know? It's just a birthday. But anyways,
yes, but you know, debating the ethics of falsifying information when signing up for a RuneScape account aside, the data probably isn't reliable.
Well, no, it's probably not. But everybody should be honest.
Yeah, but we weren't debating that.
You know what would make them be honest?
Oh, Jesus Christ! What?
Sending you a special birthday item.
No, how would that make them more likely to put the right year? You could put the right day and then just change the year.
No, it would have to be
rubbish.
Because as you get older, you get better items. So a 100-year-old would get a better item than a 14-year-old.
Oh, come on, that would encourage people to put fake birthdays.
No, they'd check it out. They'd call you.
Everybody...
They'd have an automated device call you.
You are making this up as you go along.
No,
it's
I'm not.
A terrible
I thought
idea.
About it as I was going to bed last night.
Oh, God. Shane, seriously, sometimes you just
I did. I'm serious.
How would this work? You just said the older you were, the better item you would get, so everybody would say they were old.
No, but you'd have to confirm it by having the automated JGIG system call you and then having somebody who is related to you answer who didn't know what the call was
going
for.
God, that would never work. That's complete and utter rubbish.
No, it's not.
Think it through, Shane. Think it through.
It makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
It makes perfect sense.
God.
Power Crazy said he'd have his grandpa pick up the phone, but no, that wouldn't work because they need the account player's authorization through something about some item.
How are
they
going to know his grandfather isn't the account player?
Because his grandfather won't know what item he has in his bank on the second row from the top.
Oh, God, he could tell him. They could pass it in, but there's plenty of ways to make your system. It's a terrible idea, Shane.
No, it's not.
The fact you can't see it's terrible is probably the more embarrassing thing.
It's a good idea. It could be honed into a good update. If JAGX is ever listening, I hope they do something like this.
Okay, send in there. I will give you this one. If JAGX implements something like this, then I will give you credit. That's probably because they listen to this, because there is no way they could think up an idea that retarded on their own.
It's not retarded.
It is.
There is those other updates that we've mentioned that they implemented.
They were probably coincidences.
I don't think so. They know how much you dislike getting 99 fishing, so they fixed your hat.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Anyways, check out the Mark Gerard interviews. Links will be in the notes at update.rsbnb.com. That's it for RuneScape updates. On to questions, my dear.
God, that was fun, wasn't it? Anyway,
yeah. I like the evolution thing.
This is
an audio question from Shredder.
Dear Shane and Brad, do you think it should be necessary to take a language in high school if you're already multilingual? I can speak English and Arabic fluently, and I want to take Spanish. I just want to know your opinion on it. Yours truly, Shredder.
You first.
I think language learning should be compulsory in secondary schools, yes.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Even if you already know a second one, as you said, that doesn't make sense because who in North America speaks Arabic unless you work for the U.S. government intelligence services? You know?
How Are you saying the only people who are likely to speak Arabic are terrorists or government
workers? No, of course not. I'm just saying that Arabic isn't a main language in the U.S., and the only people who are going to be looking for someone who can speak Arabic in the U.S. is an intelligence office.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's not even a debate, so why you mention that is completely beyond me. Do you believe that languages should be taught regardless of whether you know another language?
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. Is that it for that question?
My current predicament shows you, intelligence services aren't always looking for people who already know the language. They're
simply looking for people who
have the aptitude to learn the language.
But it could help you if you already know.
I have the aptitude.
What were those two languages you were talking about?
Well, they said when I go there after doing my basic training, I will spend 2 years learning either Pashto, which is spoken in Afghanistan, or Farsi, which is spoken in Iran.
Okay. See, there are plans for Iran.
Yes.
They should probably be investing in more people that speak Korean.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Imagine if I got there and they said, you look Korean. Anyway.
Oh, thank you, Shredder. Oh, right, I forgot about that. His sound.
What? What the hell?
The sound of shredding paper.
Yeah, it's lame. Anyway, next question. To Shane, the farming master expert addict. I've started farming. It's pretty cool, except when your plants die, yes. If you pay a farmer to look after your plants, do you still need to water the plant, or will the farmer do that himself? Yes or no?
No. He'll handle everything himself.
So he will do the watering?
Yeah, he'll make sure it grows for you. So.
Okay, so you don't need to water it?
No. But I always do anyways. It's nice and fun to do that.
Well, yeah, it's not necessary. I fear we may just confuse this person even more. Yeah. I know it's a new question, but I thought I could ask Shane, the farming master expert addict. Anyway, keep up the good work on the show. Oh yeah, I need some motivation to get 99 fletching as it's getting uber boring. There's a question from Angel's Sins. Motivation to get 99 fletching, it's a pointless skill. Probably about 50,000 people, possibly more, already have it at 99.
It's not pointless.
Yeah, Shane's only saying that because of a certain thing which I cannot say, but due to the nature of what we are currently talking about, I'm sure you can all know what I'm saying.
That made no sense whatsoever.
Shane's getting 99 flesh.
Shut up! This is live!
I know. That's what makes it awesome.
No! No!
Anyway,
I want to give him some tips.
Okay, go and give him some tips.
Take breaks often. Take a break every hour. Get something to watch on your computer. Because... sitting doing
preferably not Star Trek.
Preferably Star Trek.
Not Star Trek.
Sell often. Because if you sell often, it'll make like your money is going up. And don't high elk the bows. That's a bad, bad waste of money. It's a very bad loss. Don't high elk them. Just sell them back to the GE. But as for what to watch, I would recommend something fast paced. So The Amazing
not
Race
Star
is
Trek,
good.
Man.
The Amazing Race is good. I'm currently on Heroes right now, which is good. Despite what
Heroes
people
is
say.
Lame.
I like season 2. How come nobody likes season 2?
I liked season 1. After season 1, it became lame.
Okay, people in TeamSpeak, did you like season 2 of Heroes? Yes or no?
Please say no. Please say no. Please say no.
Okay. Doomonic says I like season 2. Two other people say no. Another one says, show fell apart. I don't know. I like season 2, you know? I like the way Claire's dad acts, you know?
Shane likes Claire's dad, who, if I remember rightly from the first series, is the creepy evil one. That's what Shane is going to be when he's older, creepy and evil.
No, he's not the creepy and evil one in season 2.
Well, he was in season 1, and that's
no.
What you are.
No.
Creepy and evil.
Thank you, Angel Sins. Brad, how's George doing? I haven't heard anything about him in quite a while.
Yeah, he's fine. When I go out in the morning, he always goes...
Happy to see you.
No, he's always talking to the birds outside, and if you open the door, that's what it is. But yeah, he's fine. He's still alive and kicking.
That's good. Shane, how do you keep track of the warnings? Is there a built-in system for PHP BB3, or is there a special mod wiki or something like that? The warnings.
Shane writes on his hand. Who has what warning?
No, that would be my hand would be completely full of black ink by now.
Yeah, both his hands are full.
Yeah, that's right.
And because Shane never has a shower or never baths, he has no danger of washing it off.
Not really, but there is a built-in system for warnings in PHP BB3. That's what we use for our official warnings, the built-in system. And when we send you an unofficial warning, it's just a private message from one of us, and then we also write that up in your user profile. So we use the user profiles to keep notes on each user about what they've been up to and such like that. So it is built into PHP BB3. I hope that answers the question.
Should do.
Okay. Why don't you get a dog? You could name it after me, without the numbers, of course. No, I don't like dogs. The dogs
are
too,
like
too attention-seeking, you know? And, I don't know, every dog I meet, tries to jump up on your leg for attention, you know?
It's not attention. Dogs do that to prove they are dominant. They pick the smallest person they can see, and they, I am dominant to you.
Yeah, and then, I don't know. I just really don't like the small ones, you know? I find them annoying.
Yeah, but just like you.
Whereas a cat, you know, it just sits there most of the time, you know?
Cats do their own thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's why I won't get a dog. I want to boot Windows 7 from a flash drive without installing it. Is that possible? No, not with Windows 7. No. You can't boot from USB with Windows. That's a downside of Windows, actually. You can't boot from, an external drive. So, your best bet would be to get an eSATA drive if you want it to be external so you can run away with it when the government comes calling. And finally, as much as it shames me to admit this, what are some good Firefox add-ons? I'm starting to use Firefox for casual browsing now. Love, Earth.
Congratulations.
I don't know. What do you use for Firefox add-ons?
I use Measure It, just as a habit, because I like to measure things. I also use... I don't really use many other add-ons, actually. Use NoScript. That's good without saying, really, but no other real add-ons.
Okay. For me, I use Measure It, as Brad said. I also use Delicious Bookmarks. I use Firebug, which... for those of you guys who don't know, lets you debug web pages, JavaScript, and CSS, and all that other good stuff. And Web Developer, which lets you do various functions like disable the browser cache, resize your window, lots of other things like that. But that's really all I use. I used to use NoScript on Windows, and I used to use Adblock Pro, but that's too many extensions, you know. I prefer to keep my Firefox as lean as possible. I miss the days when Firefox was just a browser without all these extra features, you know? I miss Firefox 1. But yeah, those are our only suggestions we have. And just a little note that Firefox will actually work quicker without a whole schwack of extensions, so go with that.
Schwack!
Yes, next one.
Dear Shane and Brad, what are your thoughts on SwiftKit? Questions from Marking22. That was formerly SwiftSwitch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it became redundant when Jagex... You know, it's redundant without the world-switching feature to me, really. Or would be if I played.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it, really.
Okay. I don't like it.
You don't like much?
I don't like it for three main reasons. First off, as Brad said, it's redundant. As in, you can get everything elsewhere, except, which there's no point to have the world switch down because it's built into game, right?
Yep.
So that's my first reason. The second reason is that it's closed source. I just don't trust something that's taking in my RuneScape password for a game that's not open source, you know? I just don't trust it. That's number two. I don't trust it because of the closed source issue. Number three is it's old-fashioned. Why are we going to desktop applications still? That makes no sense to me.
Because it's became redundant with the World Switcher, and they obviously want to keep it going.
I know.
But
it just doesn't make sense as to why you need a standalone application when cloud services are going where they are. Like, you can build a web-based toolkit just as good and have it work on all three
understand?
Platforms.
It's obvious. It's basically Swift Switch with the RuneScape client removed. They obviously just want to keep it running. That's why.
Yeah, but you can still play RuneScape from it.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm
just
saying
become redundant.
That having it on the web would be better, because that's what I would do if I was building a toolkit. I have this grand view for a nice minimal toolkit, but the technology isn't there for me to implement it yet. But if I could implement it, I would. I'm not going to say any more about features on this because I have some good ideas in my head, and I don't want any copycats starting up before I get it implemented. But it is a very nice idea. Thank you, Mark.
Why do you use the font color that you do on the forums? If you don't have one, then why don't you use a font color? That question is from Blooper Singer. I don't use a font color because it's merely... because I just can't be bothered, really.
Yeah, neither can I. It just takes extra time, you know?
And it's not how you say it, it's what you say.
Yeah, and I just find it easier to read if there's no font color, you know? So.
Mm.
But... yeah, that question wasn't from... apparently, Blurber Singer. Welcome back. I know you took a nice little long sabbatical there to work on your schoolwork. Hope you'll stick around a bit, you know?
Yeah, around a bit, you know, anyway.
Anyways. Next.
Dear hosts, I'm looking to get a high range level. Do you have any tips for me? I'm currently 50. Would that be too low to do caged greater demons?
Caged greater demons?
Caged lesser demons, whatever the hell they are.
Probably not if they're caged.
Caged lesser demons, if you really want to blow a load of money, use chinchompas. If you don't, just use iron arrows.
Oh yeah, chinchompas are fun.
But if you don't want to blow a load of money, then just use iron arrows.
Yeah, what I did to get 70 ranged way back, long time
ago. You smithed iron knives.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I bought steel arrows, and then I went to Entrena, and you can take the bow, you can take a log and a bowstring down there, fletch your own bow, and then take your arrows down and fire at the two demons that are down there behind the thing, you know, where you fight for Lost City quest, where you fight the tree.
Seems just as easy to go to the lessers.
Yeah. But I don't know, that place, I'm not sure if that place is busy or not, but it's fun.
Well, if it's busy there, do what Shane said, go to Entrena.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and one thing about the lessers, or what areas I was talking about, was that if you have the crafting level, you can also bring some leather and make your own dragonhide armor there, too.
Obviously, yes. And Shane, would you give Brad a picture of you if he got 99 farming? No, he wouldn't.
Yes, I would. I would.
I'd never get 99 farming, so your picture is safe. Yeah, I'd never do that. I don't want it that much. I don't care. I wouldn't even get one more farming level for your picture.
Okay.
I wouldn't even get 60. I think I'm 62 at the moment. I don't know what I am. But anyway, yeah. So no, he would. Well, he would, but I wouldn't. Keep up the great show. Chris for life. I'd imagine you would be, unless you changed your name. Dear Brad,
change your name.
Sorry,
what'd you say about changing your name?
He said, "Well, his name is Chris for life," and I said, "I imagine you would be, unless you changed your name."
He's right. I get
there
it.
There you go, dumbass. Anyway, dear Brad and Shane, if you could be a character in any cartoon, what would it be? If the Starfleet, a character in any cartoon, what would it be?
I don't watch cartoons.
I'd like to be the Roadrunner.
Meep, meep. Oh, that's funny.
Meep, meep.
I would want to be either the Dino from the Flintstones.
You said you didn't watch cartoons.
I don't. I'm just making things up as I go along.
Or, as you always do.
Or Ash or someone from Pokemon. Yeah, there we go.
She wants to be Ash.
Okay. There we go.
That question, okay, as if the Starfleet was real, would you enlist? What would your specialty be? Shane would enlist so fast.
Oh, you first.
No, I would not enlist.
We have something about this later, about the Star Trek movie, so we'll handle that there. So you wouldn't?
No, would you?
What would your specialty be, though?
I wouldn't, because I wouldn't enlist.
Oh, come on.
Come on, tell us what your specialty would be then.
Well, you're assuming I would enlist.
Yes, of course you did.
Well, assuming it's still on the basis of exploration, right? Assuming it's on the basis of exploration, I would. You know, I would have to probably be either an engineer or flight controller, you know? One of the two. And
wouldn't you want to be the doctor?
No, of course not. Why would I want to be a doctor?
Because you're a pervert and you like touching people.
No. No.
Maybe not.
So flight controller, engineer, and then, I don't know, it would be nice to work your way up to like an admiral or something, you know? I'm hoping you can do that in Star Trek Online.
Oh, God.
Why? You said you'd try it out with us.
I didn't think that World of Warcraft, you know, anything could be more nerdy than running around as a bloody night elf, but no, working your way up to Commander Admiral, that does sound nerdy. Okay, next question.
But are you going to play with me?
I'll get like a free
MQ
trial.
And creepy?
Sure, I'll play and abuse you all. Anyway, that question was from Hayes over. Next question. Dear Brad and Shane, what is your favorite special attack in favorite special weapon attacks in RuneScape? Personally, I like the enhanced Excalibur because it's like a defense option. It heals 20 hit points and recharges over 5 minutes, and it's easy to obtain. Keep up the great work, Andrew. I used to like the Maul special.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And the old whip special was good as well, when it used to root people in place.
Yeah. That's right. That one was good. I remember that. But then when they got rid of that, it knocked the price down so much. They should have kept that, you know?
It wasn't that overpowered.
No, it wasn't. Okay, what else?
I don't really know. I think the old Maul and the old Whip are the only two specials I really like.
Okay.
The Mage Shortbow is okay, I guess. The sort of the double.
I don't know. Here's my favorite too. My first favorite is the one for the Dragon Claws.
What's that?
Remember, that's the one with which lets you hit 4 times really quickly?
Oh,
I
yes.
I think it is. That one. And almost always hit. So, just 2 times quickly, and then you can fire the special again. And, I like that one. But then also what this guy said about the enhanced Excalibur, it's like the defense potion. Heals hit points and recharges over 5 minutes. So that's what I like that one. That's why I like that one that he said. So, thank you, Andrew. Dear Shane and Brad, what are your thoughts on the 47-year-old missing link found between humans and apes? Keep up the great show. That's from Jack.
More overwhelming proof, but we already knew that evolution is, in fact, true.
Yes, so I think, as Brad said, I think this is a major step towards proving evolution and slowly working away at the creationist theories, because really creationist theories shouldn't be taught in school, you know, because
the only argument these people have against evolution is, I didn't come from an ape, my ancestor wasn't an ape. Evolution doesn't say that it was. Evolution set on apes is that humans and apes share a common ancestor, so we continue to evolve and they didn't so much.
Yeah, so it's
that's
like forked, right?
Apes. What?
It was like forked, right?
Well, they sort of branched off. Well,
that's called
off.
A fork.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Basically, that's, you know, common ancestor. If anybody ever says to you, evolution says that humans came from apes, say no, we shared a common ancestor. That's...
Oh, I wonder in like however many million years what a human will look like.
I remember reading something not so long ago that they think we're going to lose our height and we're going to sort of become much more tanned, obviously, and probably... I think it said we look slightly like goblins.
What?
I'm not sure whether that was just a lie. It says we'd lose our height and our skin would go a certain color, so it said we'd probably be a bit like goblins. That was probably in tens of...
What about, can we turn into, like, a reptile kind of thing, you know, or look like a reptile, you know?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Did you not understand what I said to you earlier about evolution?
No, I like it, but could we like, eventually, like, go from standing on two legs to, like walk like a lizard does, you know?
Possibly, if that became a, you know, a mutation that was likely to promote survival, I don't see
But I don't see how that would, you know?
No, I don't either. That's what I think is rubbish.
Yeah. You know, aren't we kind of already stuck in this form, though? Because by the time we start needing those kind of things, we'll have the technology to leave the planet.
Well, you don't really know how it's going to work out, because apparently the one of the theories I remember reading about why humans began to stand on two legs in the first place was they think it may have been when they started to climb trees and they used
food?
To hold on. Yes, to hold on to branches, and they would sort of support themselves on their bottom two legs. Huh. And those that were able to climb trees may have had an advantage against those that couldn't, because those that could climb trees had a way of escaping predators, whereas those that were stuck at the bottom would have got eaten. So.
Yeah. You know, I sort of like the way we are right now. I think we'd be better off pursuing technology than just letting evolution take over,
you
know?
Well, they do think that the massive increase in healthcare and the fact that we use birth control and the fact that there are lots of diseases that in the past would have prevented people from reproducing but then are able to reproduce and get treatment is stopping evolution, because no longer the survival of the fittest isn't really applicable anymore.
Yeah, I do
not
have
to fittest sort of to survive.
I agree with that. It's kind of sad though, don't you think?
Not really. I think it's better
that you can get like degenerate people passing on genes. You know,
I don't think that's a bad thing.
You don't?
I think people in that
point,
I think people in that degenerates. Yes, the evolution would normally weed out those things, which is why it's not applicable anymore. I don't think it's necessarily kind to call them degenerates, though. I think people who may have genetically inherited diseases that they may pass on to their children need to make informed decisions about whether they have children or not.
Yeah,
I don't believe.
That's
I don't believe
what
we
I
should
do.
No. I don't necessarily believe we should simply say they shouldn't be allowed to reproduce. But I think they should... That's what you're basically saying. But I think they should take into consideration the likelihood of their child having the same genetic illness.
You said before that people with inherent genetic diseases shouldn't be allowed to reproduce.
No, I don't believe that.
Yeah, you did.
Because you're not... No, I didn't. Because you're not always sure. There's never a 100% chance this thing is going to get passed on. There's a chance they could have a perfectly healthy child. Yeah, it's a chance, but it could happen. Anyway.
Oh, thank you.
Evolution and genetics update.
We should have got someone on from the creationist side of things.
What, so we could bash them into oblivion?
No, so we could get their thoughts.
Shane, I recently saw Star Trek for the second time. I thought it was quite good, and I was wondering, what was your favorite moment in the movie? Also, do you think the movie has paved the way for sequels because of the time warp situation? My favorite part was probably when Kirk was on Delta Vega. You should see it too, Brad. There's no name there.
Oh, let me look it up. But you saw it.
Yes, I saw the damn movie.
And?
It was terrible.
Oh, come on.
The only good thing in it was Simon Pegg, who played Scotty.
He did the Verst impression.
The Verst impression. What, the German sausage impression?
I mean, worst. The worst impression. But, or not impression, but job at what would the original character look like, you know? But what was your favorite point in the movie?
I liked the bit when Spock first came... not Spock, when Scotty first came aboard.
Okay. Yeah, that was my sister's favorite part, too. But my favorite part would have to be either when, let's see, what was it? It was when, at the end, when the Enterprise set out on its first mission of exploration, and they ended it with the original theme music. That would be my favorite part. Or the part when the old Spock met the young Spock near the end. That would have to be my favorite part as well. Those two parts. Yeah. You know, there is going to be a William Shatner cameo there at that ending point, but they didn't do that because he was dead in the 2380s. He died in 2371, so it wouldn't have made sense to have a recording taken back from the future since Spock left in the 2380s. That made no sense to you, did it?
Yawn. Anyway, quickly moving on.
That hey question there, Shane was from Avalon, by the way.
Avalon. Thank you, Avalon. And damn you, Shane, for leaving out his name. Hey there, Shane and Bradley. Have you ever listened to any other RuneScape podcasts? And if you have, what is your favorite? Okay, we'll do that a bit first. Ever listened to any other RuneScape podcasts?
One or two. But the problem is with them...
They're all terrible, aren't they?
Yes.
Terrible, aren't they?
And they run out of... And they just stop doing them after so long. And the quality is not there. You know?
Yep. The quality is not there. Cybers! Sorry. Oh, got a bit of a cough there. Bit of a cough.
Okay.
Anyway.
Have you listened to any?
No, I have not listened to any, but I already know without listening that certain podcasts are... Well, actually, no, I have listened one ages ago. A certain podcast that I then made a blog post on my blog, funnily enough, completely slating it for the trash it was.
Oh.
Okay, also, is there any other way to see past shows from a while back? Because I want to hear the episode with Mike and Brad. Keep up the great show. Brendan.
Yes, go to update.rsbnb.com. There's a whole bunch of them there. We have show notes on there for everything from episode 50 onwards. Have notes. Everything else you can find by going to the FAQ section. And then once you're in the FAQ, there's a thing that says, where can I find the old episodes? And when you click that, you'll find episodes prior to episode 45. But, yeah. Also, as this guy was saying, if you want to find the one that anybody was on, just type the person's name. So if you type Mike in the search thing, you'll find all episodes that Mike was on. So, and you can also search for terms, because most of them have show notes. So, just use the search and you should be able to find it. And it was the summer of 2007, I believe. It wasn't last year.
Possibly. Most likely 2007.
Yeah.
Anyway, those two questions were from Brendan. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, and Power Crazy says that all other podcasts, all other RS podcasts are garbage, and he likes the ones with Chrisella that we did.
Oh, the good old days when she was still sane. Well, sane to a degree.
That's it for questions. On to tech news. Zune HD is official. Remember we talked about this a few weeks back?
Yes, vaguely, but who cares, because I have an iPod like the rest
of
the world.
It looks interesting. It's going to be a 3.3-inch screen, 480 by 272, with a touchscreen, a built-in HD radio receiver, and an HD output. You know, I think it's too little too late, sort of, you know?
Mm.
Once again, now that we've actually seen the specs. Because we're all converted to iPods, so who's going to buy Zune? Unless they're getting their first MP3 player, right? You know? So.
Maybe, yes. Maybe if they live in a stringently anti-Apple household.
I wonder if anybody who listens to this uses a Zune. What do you think?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, we don't have stats on Zune. If you use a Zune, send us a private message. We want to know.
If you use a Zune, get an iPod and stop depriving yourself.
No, Zunes are fine. They both accomplish the same thing.
Zunes are fine, Jane. No, it's okay. Zunes are fine.
You want to take the next story in that voice?
Okay. You know, I put the Zune thing in my desk. I'm sorry, I feel this may be mocking. I'm sorry, I sort of tailed off there and went into being sounded like a deaf person, and I'm nothing against deaf people. I was just mocking Shane. Okay, rumor, iPod Nano to get wider aspect ratio and a camera. See, iPod, it goes again, kicking the Zune in the head. According to a source speaking to iLounge, the next generation iPod Nano will have a screen with an aspect ratio of 1.5 to 1 instead of the current 1.33 to 1. Moving the solid-state iPod closer to a widescreen ratio, the click wheel will supposedly shrink as well, resulting in an even smaller middle action button. That was pretty small as it was. The most dramatic change, however, will be a camera added to the back of the device. No details were given on what kind of camera it will be, but we imagine it would be on par with the iPhone's current camera. See, you've just read a story which makes the Zoom sound all right, and now you read that story which the iPod blows it out of the water.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it makes sense to go to a widescreen thing, you know?
Yes.
Because most everything is widescreen now. And I don't know about you, but I can't stand watching something in standard 4x3 on the TV. Can you?
No, it is very annoying, Shane.
It has to be letterboxed.
Yes, but. Shane.
But the camera? That'd be interesting.
Yes.
You think it'll have internet access?
Well, then it's practically a touch, isn't it?
Oops. Yeah, then it's practically a touch, that's right. Without that, but there are still some features on the touch, you know, like applications, right? But
yes, but see, if they would do that, it would be bridging the gap.
Yeah, so I don't know. It should be interesting to see. I know I told my sister got a new one for Christmas. I told her to wait because they're practically the same. But no, she wanted a new one. But she'll see this year that she should have waited.
Your sister's mean.
And TeamSpeak just crashed. So for the last unknown period of time, we weren't broadcasting.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Join back.
Yeah, I'm joining back right now. I'm working quickly. Okie dokie, we're back now. TeamSpeak just crashed. So, anyways... We just finished discussing that iPod story. Next one. Intel unveils Nehalem EX octa-core server CPU. Ooh. The Nehalem EX series will be a decidedly more high-end in terms of specifications and performance, whereas the current Xeon 5500 processors feature 4 execution cores per CPU, with support for up to 8 threads with the use of hyper-threading, the Nehalem EX will be outfitted with 8 execution cores per chip and up to 16 threads and 24 megabytes of L2 cache. That's just wow, you know?
That means nothing to me.
Well, it's a server CPU. I just put this story in because it's rather important to show the direction that CPUs and computers in general are going. Because right now we all have 2. Some of us have 4 cores. Is your computer single, dual, or quad? Brad?
Yes, this all is of no interest to me.
Is it single, dual, or quad?
My current processor?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know. Okay.
Possibly dual, I think.
Well, most of you guys who have dual-core processors don't think much of it. You can maybe run an extra few applications at a time, right? But in the future, with octal-core and moving up even further, it's going to pave the way for virtualization and, in effect, each application running in its own virtual computer space, which is nice for making sure that applications don't do bad things and such. But in short, when it all comes down to it, the more cores means that we'll just be able to run more applications at the same time and run those applications virtually, meaning your system actually acts as a host for these. So, in a way, it just makes your computer a little more safer to use. You didn't get that? That's okay. We'll talk about that more maybe next month on Informer or something like that. But just... keep note that even though most of your applications can't use 2 or 4 cores, there's a reason for them. And there's a demo, actually, of an 8 CPU server showing 128 threads being executed.
I'm sure this is of no interest to anybody.
Oh, it should be an interest to them, because with that, they can see where I'm going with this virtualization thing.
With that, they can smash themselves over the head, not have to listen to this anymore.
Oh, well, just take a look at this video, and if you have any questions about this, please do send in a question for next week's show. That's it for Tech News.
Tech News is over.
Anyway, Power Crazy says, you definitely should write an article because me no comprehendy.
Oh, God, please don't explain it now.
No, I'm going to explain it in an article.
Okay, good, right. What's next?
Team Fortress 2 tonight, for those of you guys listening in TeamSpeak. And Team Fortress 2 yesterday, for those of you guys who aren't listening live.
Yeah.
And you
there's a global, so they'll see it anyway, regardless.
Yeah, you'll see it. And with this, I also want to point out the rest of our event rotation, which you can find at forums.rsbnb.com in the events, in the official RSBNB events section. So please, come check those out and see what you want to come to and post suggestions if there's not one that you like, and we'll see what we can do for next time. What's next? Your pick. What's Brad's pick of the week?
My pick is a website. Or go to it now if you're listening to it. It is number10.gov.uk. And it is basically the website of the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Now, I picked this basically because it's hilarious. First off, there's a link on the site to the Downing Street Flickr stream, which basically is loads of pictures of, it looks like the most recent ones is Gordon Brown trying to be down with the kids, but he fails at it miserably.
Why?
Mostly it's pictures of Gordon Brown. There's actually one of them greeting the Gurkhas, who, for anybody who doesn't know, are Nepalese soldiers who've served in the British Army for ages and ages and ages.
What's
that? There was a thing here in the news. Hang on a second. Yeah, that looks weird.
What's wrong with that? It looks normal.
He looks weird. Don't undermine me. Anyway, I was going to explain about basically, there's this picture of him meeting Gurkhas who are from Nepal, but they're members of the British. There's a regiment of them in the British Army. They have been for ages. And there's been this controversy in the UK recently because they aren't allowed to settle here, even though they fought and died for our country. Well, risked their lives for our country. And the government refused to allow them to stay because there'd be too many of them. But basically, the huge public anger, and everybody wanted them to be allowed to settle here. And in the end, they basically changed their mind. There's a picture of him shaking their hands and being really chummy when he was basically the one that stood in their way for months. That's hilarious. But basically, besides that, there's one other thing I want to bring to you. If you go, there's a bar at the top. If you click communicate, and then you click, there'll be a sidebar on the top, near the top on the left, called e-petitions. Mm-hmm. And that'll bring up something about petitions. Then click go to number 10 e-petitions. And basically you can submit petitions and you can sign petitions online. And there's a bit which says five most popular petitions. And the most popular is we, the undersigned, petition the Prime Minister to resign.
I don't
63,601 signatures.
Oh, wow.
That's almost double the number of signatures the second place one has, so lots of people want him to piss off.
Did you sign it?
No, I didn't sign it. You can also click Meet the PM, where you see a really creepy-looking picture of him. Biography, which has a picture of him posing. But it's a funny website, I think, as laughable as this current administration in the United Kingdom is.
It's good. I like that idea.
You and can you sign petitions? You shouldn't be allowed to, since you're not a.
I, Shane, last name, sign the petition. Shane. Oh, you need a UK postcode.
UK postcode.
What's your postcode?
I'm not telling you my postcode.
Tell me on MSN.
You can just enter like a random number. Just put GL. See if that works. That's the format. That isn't my postcode, FYI.
That's too bad.
That's a UK postcode format.
Oh. You need an address now. What's your address?
Make it up. 123 Fake Street. Anyway, it doesn't really matter if you can't. That's my pick anyway.
Okay. City?
Gloucester.
Okay.
Next, see if you can click it. Click. Sign.
Oh, I almost said my region was Gibraltar.
Gibraltar?
Or if you're in... No, never mind. That's if you're not in the UK.
Sign it.
Oh, you must... Funny. You must enter a valid postal code. That one you gave me wasn't valid.
That wasn't valid.
Or
forget
choose
it,
from the drop-down. I'll just be from the Isle of Man.
Okay, fine.
Ah, yeah, I get sent an email.
Did it let you sign it?
Yeah, it did.
I don't see your name. Which one did you sign?
Never mind. We'll talk about that later.
Which one did you sign?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, anyways. You probably signed the one. Oh, actually, kind of the one you signed. No, you didn't.
Skill of the Month update. The summoning skill of the month is the skill of the month for June. That starts on June 1st. There's still time to sign up. Still time to sign up. And right now, still, as we discussed last week, Thom is most likely to win the woodcutting skill of the month.
Is it still...
With 8.4 million XP gained. Second is Owen with 6.69 million XP gained. And third is Italy for Life with roughly 5 million XP gained. And yeah, there's still three people gaining XP. Those top three are still gaining XP. So, you still have time to sign up for the summoning skill of the month. Just remember, even if you're not going to win, the XP you get still counts for skill of the year. So please, do sign up and have some fun. Okay, this next part is something that you guys have wanted for a long time. So, we're going to attempt another one of these. Brad, do you care to say what it is?
Say what?
Say what we're going to attempt is?
What, the competition?
Yes.
On Twitter?
Yes. Basically, we're having another Get on the Show contest. So if you want to come on the RSPNB update, please follow these following instructions we're about to say. First off, you must not be a member in the mods, the admins, the content crew, the newspaper, the events crew. So basically any position on RSPNB rules out your eligibility to compete. That's rule number one. Next one is you are going to need a Twitter account. You are going to send a message to RSPNB staff on Twitter using the at format. So at RSPNB staff, which means you have roughly 130 characters or so, and in that 130 characters, you're going to tell us why you should be on the show, and the most interesting one will win. And you have until next week when we start recording to do the show. So 1 week from now, which is 1 week from Thursday, 2 p.m. RSPNB time, 8 p.m. UTC. So the most interesting one wins, and I should note that you must be able to make our recording time. Because if you aren't able to make our recording time, we will pick someone else who can. That's all there is to it. More information will be in the show notes at update.rsbnb.com how to enter. So, that's all we got to say about the Get on the Show contest. Let the best entry win.
Let all the entry we like the most win.
Yeah. So, please, make it interesting. So, Brad, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing?
That's my stock answer.
Okay, well, what have you been doing then? Besides nothing.
Nothing. I have been doing nothing. I've listened to you for the past...
You said you went to the gym.
The gym?
The gym. The gym.
I've been listening to you for the last hour and a half.
Yeah, what else? What have you been occupying your time with?
Listening to you talking?
No, I mean before that.
I was at the gym.
Okay, how's that going?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay, is there anything else you want to share?
No.
Aw. Okay. As you know, as Brad accidentally said earlier, fletching. Yes, I've been doing fletching. Thank you for
getting 99 fletching.
Thank you for spilling the beans on that. That was supposed to be quiet.
You are welcome, sir. Glad to be of service.
I'm still waiting for my Xbox to come back. It was shipped yesterday by air, so I should get it either today or tomorrow.
Yes. It could be arriving right now.
No, I don't think so. There's people upstairs, and they could sign it in for me.
Your lazy sister.
No, she's not here.
Where is she?
I don't know. My dad, actually. So basically with that, I've just been still working on a few RSBNB things, making a few tweaks around there, and Counter-Strike, I guess. Yeah, that's
You've been playing Counter-Strike?
Yeah, that's what my game has been since the Xbox is gone. It's a good game. It's fun.
You've been playing it with Mike?
Yep.
You both suck.
No, we don't. Why?
You suck. He's all right. You suck.
Oh, yeah, and I've also been having nice little discussions about North Korea with you.
Oh, please, Jesus Christ. Shane thinks the answer to every political situation is a bomb.
No. Of course
not. We could prolong this show by another 2 hours while we debate about this, but we all know you're wrong. So,
no. No. Everybody I've talked to agrees with me.
Oh, come on. They've all got their head up your ass.
No. No, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's quite clear the sanctions aren't working, you know?
Yes, so nuking them is clearly the right thing to do.
No, I never said anything about using nuclear weapons.
You did say military strike, though.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
I did say military strike, but I didn't say nuclear weapons.
We're not going to talk about this now.
But anyways, yeah, that's what I've been doing. So remember, get on the show contest. I think that's going to be the headliner for this show. So, I don't know. Is there anything else?
That is all.
Well, with that said, RSBNB Update 206 is done for Brad.
Bye-bye.
Good. And Shane. See you next week, everyone. Goodbye.